Map this victory.
Agu gone. Agu.
That is your family's blood.
That was a clip from a film starring Idris Elba, which was an adaptation of the book Beast of No Nation, written by Nigerian author Uzodinma Iweala. Iweala is a Harvard grad where he was a Mellon Mays scholar and received numerous awards for his writing. Beast of No Nations is a very short book told from the eyes of an 11-year-old kidnapped and forced to be a child soldier. I sat down with Professor Maria Hamilton Abungunde, who was a postdoc fellow of the African-American African Diaspora Studies Department. As well, Professor Abungunde is the first person to receive a PhD within the department here at IU. Although this is a very short book, Abungunde has had trouble keeping this book in her hands. She's picked it up and put it down several times over the last couple of years. This book left such an impression on her that she had to, for some time, discontinue reading books related to her work in memory, trauma, and healing.
It is a very disturbing book, but it also is, for me, a book about love. This book, I think it was the book that made me stop reading for a while because I was so overwhelmed by it. It's a terribly violent book.
Is it written in a style that's a critique on the violence?
His experience does, in fact, critique the state of child soldiers. But again, it is a story of how love sustains us.
Close your mind. Close your eyes, see with your heart.
I am not bad boy. I am not bad boy. I am soldier, and soldier is not bad if he is killing. I am telling this to myself because soldier is supposed to be killing, killing, killing. I am singing song to myself because I am hearing too many voices in my head telling me I am bad boy. They are choking my heart and making my stomach to turn, so I am singing. Soldier, soldier, kill, kill. That is how you live. That is how you die. So I am thinking, how can I be bad boy? Me, bad boy, somebody who is having life like I am having and fearing God the whole time. I am learning how to read very early in my life from my mother. I am liking to read so much that my mother is calling me professor. I was always sitting in her laps on our favorite chair, and we are staring at the small, small letter on the page. She is reading to me about how Cain is killing his brother Abel. She was also reading about how God is making Job to suffer very much, but how he is rewarding him at the end and how David is killing Goliath. I am seeing all of these things when she is reading and thinking that I am wanting to be warrior. When my mother is not there, I was going to the shelf to be reading the Bible myself. And soon, when my father was coming back from work, he is smiling and saying, okay. And then the next day, we are going to the primary school. I started here because I think it's important, that point of where he is as a child soldier, but he very early on moves into this space of letting us know that he had a family and this was his life. He's captured, and we're able to see what grounds him. The first chapter of the book begins, I am feeling itch like insect is crawling on my skin, and then air is just blowing into my ear, and I am hearing so many things. The sound of truck grumbling like one kind of animal, and then sound of somebody shouting, take your position right now, in voice that is just touching my body like knife.
Human rights.
The war is over. He escapes near the end of the war. And so he is now trying to tell his story again in a different way. I am not having to worrying about anything from war like bombing or shelling or dying. Anything we are wanting, we are having. Sometimes I am eating even if I am not hungrying too much. Because I am fearing that the food is finishing, and I will not be eating any for the next day. Now I am strong again. I am wearing new clothes. I am liking it very much because it is clean and dry, and it is not having any hole from bullet or blood from the last person who is wearing it. There is priest who is coming every Wednesday and Sunday in his black clothes and white collar. He is saying, turn to God, pray to the Almighty so he can be forgiving you. Confession and forgiveness and resurrection. They are not making any sense to me any time he is saying them. The only thing that is making sense to me is memory that I am having of a sound of people coughing and screaming and the smell of going to toilet and dead body everywhere. Even if I am not understanding all the thing he is saying, I am still listening, because he is saying that God is still alive in this place. I do not know if I am believing him, but I am liking to hear it.
So your work is in healing and trauma. So like focusing your attention on your past and memory and how that is important. Because it seems as if that he retells himself the story of his childhood. I wonder if you could tell yourself a story that's actually not the truth of it, but it keeps you going. How does that take part in the healing process?
We can switch the narrative. We come to believe it, or it gives us at least access to a different vision of ourselves. And so the stories we tell ourselves become very important, because we come to believe the stories and we come to live the stories. The story has become a reality of sorts. It's hard to reclaim that time before, because you have to be able to move forward, but the time before helps you to find another point of origin for who you are. But it helps you to really understand that your experiences don't start with that point of origin. And every day I am talking to Amy, a woman from America who is coming here to be helping people like me. She is telling me to speak, 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 and thinking that my not speaking is because I am like a baby. I am saying to her sometimes, I am not saying many things because I am knowing too many terrible things to be saying to you. I am doing more terrible things than 20,000 men. So, if I am saying these things, then it will be making you too sadding too much in this life. I am just wanting to be happy. When I am saying all of this, she is just looking at me and I am seeing water in her eye. So I am saying to her, if I am telling this to you, it will be making you to think that I am some sort of beast or devil. I am all of this thing. I am all of this thing, but I am also having mother once, and she is loving me.
That was Professor Maria Hamilton Abangunde discussing the book Beast of No Nations. Abangunde says, everyone understands the importance of community. However, a book like Beast of No Nation compels us to consider the meaning of community regardless of our geography. For WFIU Arts, I'm Deshaun Tyree.